The Sportscast, January 11th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, iTunes, and actually Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you could leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously, give us a pay raise. And you can listen to us on online digital radio. You can download the app and listen to our radio station, The Sportscast, on the iPhone, iOS App Store. And, of course, you could visit our website at thesportscast.net. We got some news there and the app as well. So everything's mirrored out. And follow us on our famous Twitter account, thesportscast1, which will be live tweeting the national championship game tonight. That means college football. And we're looking forward to an awesome game. But before we get to that game, this past weekend has been pretty horrendous for one individual and maybe a whole city of Pittsburgh. We're going to recap the NFL wildcard game, but of course, we'll spend some time over a game between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and joining us all the way from Pittsburgh in the cold winter day, Joe Toscano, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I might cry. I've been crying all day. That's why I have my shades on.
Something I was definitely looking at, and when I asked you to come on the show today, you said yes. So, Joe, how are you feeling? Obviously, he's disappointed because the Browns surprised the Steelers. Now, surprise is could be a small word for some people, but the Steelers were having a bad few weeks. And coming into this game, it was a possibility that Cleveland could have won in Pittsburgh.
Really, it's been a bad 6 weeks. You know, they started 11-0, and then it just all fell apart. I mean, they had one good half against Indianapolis, and they won that game. Otherwise, they would have went from 11-0 to 11-6. It's been a huge decline from, you know, being undefeated to not being able to win at all.
Now, the talk I've been hearing, the chatter, is having Ben Roethlisberger cut. Done. He's done in Pittsburgh. What are your thoughts about that? Do you agree with those statements, or do you think, we'll just give him a whole nother year?
That is the big question and the biggest question this organization has had to face in a long time, and it's going to determine the future, the next several years. So who knows what's going to happen? Ben may decide to retire. The owner may decide to tell him to retire. They may keep him. They may keep him for a year. They may keep him for, extend his contract. Right now, what we know is because they kept pushing his contract back and restructuring it, his cap hit next year is $41 million. And right now, assuming the cap is going down, which it may or may not, that would take up almost all the cap on its own. They would be over the cap right now as it stands if they don't do something. So they're going to restructure the contract somehow. If they cut him, I believe I've heard the term $22 million. So I still think he would still count $22 million toward the cap if they cut him, if they decide to go that route. So either way, it's a huge decision. It's basically going to determine the franchise, you know, for the next several years.
Let me first ask you, how do you feel? Do you think Big Ben should leave Pittsburgh? What do you personally think? What is your emotions, your heart telling you?
Wow, it's hard because he at times looks really good. And when they were undefeated and when they were winning games, it was a large part because of him. He was basically putting the team on his back, and it was working. So, I mean, heck, there was, you know, he was in the MVP talk for a while. So, you know, to go from that to what happened afterwards, and basically I think what happened was teams figured out that basically they figured out what the offense was doing, and it was basically just using that short passing game. They had no running game, so it's like, okay, we're just going to take away the short passing game and let's see what happens. They couldn't throw long. The offensive line sucks. That's another major problem with the team. But so, you know, it's so hard. At times Ben looked great, and times he looked horrible. So he's just ridiculously inconsistent right now. So I don't know. I mean, they have no other, you know, contingency plan. They have no, you know, there's no heir apparent. Mason Rudolph is not the guy. He might be a temporary guy for a little while, but he's not the guy. So, you know, they might have to be stuck, you know, with him for the next year at least until they figure out what they're going to do at quarterback.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph is the backup quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's look back at the regular season. Where was the fallout? Obviously, people are pointing towards those COVID schedule where Steelers were playing against teams that did not handle the whole COVID thing, and it all happened all of a sudden. Joe, do you think if Steelers didn't have to have that COVID schedule where they had to play like a lot of games in 12 days, do you think that would, like, you know, would you say things would be different?
No, because yeah, they didn't really get a bye week, but I mean, they played the same amount of games as every other team. I think what really hurt them is in the defense, they lost their inside linebacker, Devin Bush, and their one of their edge rushers, Bud Dupree. That's the other thing about last night's game. Yeah, Ben threw four interceptions, and it, you know, just the offense, you know, they literally gave away points, you know, Marquise Pouncey throwing the ball over everybody's head for a touchdown, but the defense couldn't stop anything. And this was supposed to be an elite defense. This was supposed to be an excellent defense with Minka Fitzpatrick and TJ Watt and Cameron Hayward and all these guys. And they could not stop Cleveland at all. And that's another major reason why they lost. So, who knows what happened there? You know, when you play a team three times in a year, stuff like this is going to happen. They're going to figure you out. So, you know, hats off to Cleveland. They did it. But I mean, it's you just can't help, especially, you know, you talk about COVID. Many members of the Browns were not playing because of COVID. Their freaking coach wasn't there. And yet, I mean, this was supposed to give the Steelers a huge advantage. And they just threw it away. It was it's just a pathetic excuse of a performance by the Steelers, and they deserve all the criticism. Every single person in that organization deserves tons of criticism today.
And Joe's referencing to Browns coach Coach Stefanski got COVID and was not able to be coaching the game. Going back into the blame game, we said Ben Roethlisberger first. How much of a fault is it towards Coach Mike Tomlin, the Steelers coach?
Big. Is your job as a coach to get the team ready? And the last time the Steelers made the playoffs was the 2017 season. So they played in January 2018. They played against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And almost the exact same thing happened in the Jacksonville game as in last night's Browns game. The Steelers basically gave the game away in the first half, was under a huge deficit, tried to make a big comeback, but ended up losing. And I believe the margin of victory was also 11 points. So, you know, two games in a row now. For two playoff games in a row, that the team was just not ready, and they basically gave the game away. You have to put that on the coach. Look at his record in the past 10 years. I think they've won two playoff games in the past 10 years. You know, the people all in Pittsburgh were always calling fire Tomlin. It's, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous because, you know, he's never had a losing record. You know, he's been, you know, very successful in the regular season, but when you have stuff like this happen, he deserves all the criticism in the world. And like I said, that was not even the Browns at their full power. There was a Browns at, you know, major players missing and didn't even have a coach. This should have been an easy win for the Steelers. And yes, Tomlin deserves a lot of blame for that. And hey, you want to fire him? Go ahead, fire him.
Can we see a, you know, start of next season, can you see a Pittsburgh Steelers team with no Ben Roethlisberger and no Mike Tomlin? Joe, what do you think?
It is possible, but I think both will be back. Wow. I think what will happen with both of them is basically to say, hey, 2021 is both of your last years. And with Ben, it's Ben, this is your last year. You're going to retire. We'll restructure your deal. We'll figure something out. But, you know, basically, that's your farewell year, Ben. Figure it out. Tomlin, I think they'll say, I believe he has 1 year left on his contract. And usually what they do is they usually extend the coach's contract when there's, you know, 1 or 2 years left. And I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to say to Tomlin, hey, this is it. You got one more chance. If you do well, fine. We'll sign you back. I mean, there is that risk that he could go somewhere else. But if you don't, then see ya.
I would say, Joe, I think enough is enough. I think Ben needs to go and Mike needs to go. Coach Mike Tomlin, I think it's I know there's a lot of teams that are looking for coaches, so it makes it a little bit challenging and competitive to find a good coach. So maybe I could see a possibility, maybe, you know, holding it out for another season for Mike Tomlin, because I think there's six to seven teams looking for coaches. So that might not be good. Well, good for Mike Tomlin, but I don't think I think it might be too competitive to look for a coach. But let's look at the game last night. The Cleveland Browns scored 28 points in the first quarter, first time since 1969, which the Raiders did it. And, you know, the Browns were comfortable. After the first half, they were up 35-10. And Baby Yoda has something to say about that. But it was pretty much over. The Steelers were trying to rally back, you know. It came close, but wasn't enough. I guess when you go up 28 points in the first quarter is enough. But how do you see this Browns team? I mean, obviously, they're going to Kansas City. But do you think this team is good? You know, how did you see that team yesterday?
You got to give the Browns credit. You know, I have been critical of Baker Mayfield. I didn't think he could win a game like this. He did. He did enough to win. You know, their strength is their running game, and Nick Chubb is a beast. You could easily top five quarter running back in the NFL. You know, they have a great running game. Their passing game is good enough, and you know their defense is good enough too. Myles Garrett is one of the best in the NFL, so they have pieces there. You know, I didn't think they could do what it takes to win a playoff game. So anything is possible. I personally think that the Chiefs will kill them only because of the emotional effect that this will have. I think there will be a big letdown. You know, this is the first time the Browns made the playoffs in like 18 years, I believe. And then they actually won a game and they beat their arch rival. Every time they play the Steelers, it is their Super Bowl. So not only did they make the playoffs, not only did they win the game, but they beat their huge rival that they hate so much. I could see a total letdown next week against the Chiefs.
Definitely a different player, a different team. Baker Mayfield finished 21 for 32 with 263 yards and 3 touchdown passes. Chubb led Browns rushers with 76 yards. Hunt had 2 rushing touchdowns and 48 rushing yards. Landry, wide receiver, led the Browns receivers with 5 catches for 92 yards. This team looks good on paper, but of course we will predict what will happen with Kansas City in our later segment. But this Browns team is definitely looking good. They were looking depressive a year ago, and now they're for sure looking good. Let's go on and let's recap the rest of the NFL wildcard weekend. All right, let's go with the Colts and the Bills. Bills picked up their first playoff victory since 1995, another stunner. Defeating the Colts 27-24. Joe, what are your thoughts about this game?
I think the Colts could have won the game if they just did a couple different things. I believe there was a goal line stand. Maybe the clock management wasn't great. You know, at the end, they kind of ran out of time. And, you know, if they just did their clock management a little bit, I think there was a stupid challenge or something like that. So, I mean, the Colts made it closer than I thought they would. So, you know, hey, great for the Bills. You know, I would say the Bills are definitely the second best team in the AFC behind the Chiefs. And maybe, you know, if it comes to that, maybe they could beat the Chiefs. The Bills are just a powerhouse right now. They're just running on cylinders.
Now, like with the scoreline, do you see red flags with the Bills, or is it just the Colts were having a good day?
No, the Colts are good. The Colts have a lot of pieces there. Phillip Rivers was playing very well. Jonathan Taylor is awesome, and they have a great defense. So, you know, I'm not surprised that the score was close, especially in, you know, as we saw with the playoffs, anything can happen. So, you know, it was not surprising that the Colts made it that close and almost won that game.
And another surprising game, probably the first upset of the weekend, was the Rams defeating the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, 30-20, first playoff win since their Super Bowl run a couple of seasons ago. Joe, I didn't see this coming. Seattle was a little bit shaky towards the end of the season, but this Rams team with Jared Goff, which he was sort of injured, started this game, which he was not supposed to, but he started and won the game. What do you think about this Rams and Seahawks game?
You know, in the middle of the season when the Steelers were, you know, undefeated, at the same time, people were saying that Russell Wilson was the runaway candidate for MVP, and he was you know, awesome. And he fell off just as bad as the Steelers did. So I don't know what happened to that Seahawks offense, but they just have been not good. Their defense actually got better. Their defense was absolutely horrible, and the defense improved. But hey, the Rams are, I don't want to say they're legit. Their defense is, they probably have the number one defense in the NFL, and Jared Goff he's a mess. I think Jared Goff and Carson Wentz were in the same draft, and they both got giant contracts, and that hasn't worked out well for either of them. I know Goff is hurt, but still, that's a bit of a scary situation. But hey, you don't need much of an offense when you have that great of a defense. So it's going to be real interesting next week against the Packers, but you know, I'm not surprised that the Rams won.
And to be clear, the Rams started with quarterback John Walford, but then had a neck injury during the game and was taken out to the hospital. Of course, Goff came in and was 9 for 19 with 155 yards, so had a dagger to Robert Woods. So, hey, you have some weapons. Goff came in. He'll probably start in Green Bay as far as I can see. Next game, it was kind of boring, but the Bucs defeated the Washington football team 31-23. Young was not able to get Brady as well as his actually, he was sacked three times. So, but did not throw in any interceptions. This is Brady's first win with the Bucs in the playoffs. Joe, is it a good sign for them?
There are two very good signs for the Bucs. For one thing, you know, there is a lot of old quarterbacks in the playoffs right now. There was Ben, Phillip Rivers, Alex Smith, Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. Ben looked, you know, 100 years old. Rivers did okay. But Brady he's looking great. That whatever that TB12 crap he's doing, man, it's, you know, kale or whatever the heck he's eating, whatever. He's looking great. He's still making the good throws. And you gotta watch the Bucks. One reason why: Antonio Brown is heating up. If Antonio Brown goes back to his form when he was not crazy and doing well, that could be scary. He's been doing well for the past few weeks. And he scored another touchdown. Telling you what, Bucks could be scary. It's going to be really interesting against the Saints.
Exactly. Brady's first touchdown was to Antonio Brown for a 36-yard score. So They were connecting. Everyone was saying that Mike Evans, with his injuries. But, hey, you got Antonio Brown as your backup, so you can't beat that. The Buccaneers have weapons, and we haven't seen much of Gronk, but, you know, who knows? We could see him in Green Bay. Next game, a game that became a rivalry now between these two teams, Ravens and the Tennessee Titans. Baltimore beat Tennessee 20-13. Quite a shocker. But Lamar Jackson came to his old self, Joe.
Finally won that playoff game. I mean, we laugh. Finally, what's he been in the league? 2 years, 3 years?
Oh, yeah, right? Give him a break. Give him a break.
Exactly. Exactly. That was a ridiculous thing. So, I mean, that was we knew that was going to be a really good game. And yeah, those teams do not like each other. Holy cow. I thought only Juju Smith-Schuster was the only one that pissed people off, but no, the Ravens and the Titans are not happy with each other. But yeah, I mean, they shut down Derrick Henry and they shut down Tannehill too, and that was a very high-powered offense from them to shut down. So kudos to the Ravens defense.
Yes, and of course everyone talks about Lamar Jackson, but let's look at the Ravens defense. You know, that organization is known for their defenses, and we're able to limit league's leading rusher Derrick Henry to 40 yards. So if you can do that, you have a good chance to beat the Titans. So good job, the Ravens. They're going to Buffalo, but we'll preview that game a little bit later in the show. The Nickelodeon game, Chicago Bears at the New Orleans Saints. Breeze and the Saints beat Chicago 21-9, and head coach Sean McVay got slimed at the end. I watched the Nickelodeon version. I'm not sure if Joe did, but I'm sure he would.
Why would they put that game and show kids, hey, here's the Chicago Bears offense? They're probably never going to watch football again now. That was not exactly the best game to be showing kids. Hey, kids, watch the NFL. You can watch Mitchell Trubisky. Oh, God. I mean, those kids are going to have nightmares.
Yeah, I think they did it in that game because of the dome. I guess they could do a lot of more of the effects. I don't know if they could do that effects in Tennessee on a bright, sunny day. But hey, anything can happen. But I honestly really enjoyed it. There was some good positive feedback that they want to see more games on Nickelodeon, Joe. I don't know about you, but maybe Disney's next.
Yeah, do Disney. I want I want Hannah Montana on you know, in the end zone or whatever. But yeah, that whole slime thing when there was a touchdown, that was really cute. There was some really cute things they did with that. So yeah, let's see more of that.
That would be awesome if Warner Robins did it. And have like the Looney Tunes. Oh my gosh, that'd be better.
Perfect. Like Space Jam, except for football.
Exactly. And hey, now we're giving ourselves ideas. Now I can see the NBA hiring Warner Brothers to do a Looney Tunes basketball game.
Baby Yoda wants to be in a football game.
Have a Star Wars NFL game or NBA
game. Star Wars game. There we go. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know whoever thought of this, but this should have been done a long time ago. But I enjoyed it. I know there was a positive reviews, and the Saints moved on. Not sure if Nickelodeon really helped them, but they definitely they defeated them 21-9. Chicago, I still wonder why they're in the playoffs, but, hey, it is what it is. Let's go into predictions, Joe. First game of the weekend for the NFL playoffs, divisional playoffs, is the Rams at Green Bay. Green Bay has the best home field advantage. It's cold in January, as far as people tell me. What are your thoughts and what's going to happen?
Packers get the advantage of the week off, and they're the only team in the NFC that got that week off. So huge advantage for them. I gotta give the edge to the Packers. You know, Aaron Rodgers is basically the MVP, and yes, the Rams defense is awesome, but I mean, the Packers just look really good right now. So I'll say the Packers are gonna win.
Yeah, Green Bay is no Seattle, and is definitely playing up north in Wisconsin. Not a good place to be in January. Next game, Baltimore at Buffalo. This game is going to be exciting and probably the closest from the two AFC playoff game. Joe, what's going to happen there?
so excited. It would not surprise me at all if the Ravens won that. I don't believe the Bills and Ravens have played each other this year, and the Ravens are just so unique with their running attack. Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. I'm going to say the Ravens are going to win.
I think that will probably be the upset of the weekend, the most probable one. Of course, Buffalo is favored, but this Bills, I mean, this Ravens team might have some momentum coming into Buffalo and with some fans in Buffalo. Next game, the Browns at Kansas City. Of course, Kansas City is locked and loaded. Cleveland, you can say, but maybe in 5 years it'll be more locked and loaded. How do you see this matchup?
Total letdown game for the Browns. Really, their season is a success already. Making the playoffs after 18 years was a success. And then winning a playoff game against their hated rival, the Steelers. So, you know, they're playing with house money now. I think they're going to have a huge letdown. So I think this is probably going to be a blowout by the Chiefs.
I agree. Maybe the Browns might score a touchdown, but we'll see what happens. But I think Kansas City, it seems like it's in the bag. NFC rematch between the Buccaneers and the Saints. Joe, Tampa has lost two in a row with the Saints. Could this be a hope that, I mean, could the Buccaneers break through this time?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know, it is so hard when you play a team three times in a season. Whatever the Saints did to stop them, and the Saints, I mean, you know, we talk about the Rams offense is awesome. The Rams defense, the Saints defense is awesome also. But you got to think that Brady can figure them out, you know, third time's a charm. And especially, like I said, Antonio Brown, look out for him. The Saints offense, I mean, Drew Brees is, you know, bless his heart. But he's old. And yes, it's nice that Kamara and Michael Thomas are out there, but it's Drew Brees. If this isn't his last year, he's going to be retiring soon. He's just, you know, the Saints offense will be good. It's just not good as it has been before because of Brees. So I'm going to say the Bucs are going to win.
The Bucs win. I can see that third is a charm. I think you convinced me with that sentence. I do think Brady's one more prepared. And of course, they have Antonio Brown this time a little bit more at midseason form. So we'll definitely see a little bit better Tampa. Maybe more Gronk. Maybe Gronk might be the secret weapon. But poll question of the day at the Sportscast Twitter: what goes best with milk, cookies, cake, pie, or pancakes? Joe, what's your answer?
Cookies. When you dip the cookies in milk and make them nice and soggy. Oh, man. And you know what? Best? Yes, chocolate chip cookies are the best in milk, but Oreos in milk? Oh, man.
I totally agree. I was thinking of Oreos first before the chocolate chip cookies. Maybe I became an Oreo guy lately.
You can't go wrong either way.
Yeah, and of course, with chocolate chip cookies, you would probably warm it up, right? Or would you do it plain room temperature?
Well, warm. I don't think I've ever had warm chocolate chip cookies and milk. That sounds really good. But I mean, they're gonna get nice and soggy in the chocolate in the milk. So, you know, either way is fine. But that does sound awesome.
I will pick cookies myself, and most people are 66% cookies, 16% for cake and pie. So cake and pie are tie, and pancakes are getting some votes at 8%.
Yeah,
not bad. I was trying to find a fourth choice, and I couldn't think of anything but pancakes. Was that a good choice? What else would you like replace it with?
Nobody's eating milk and pancakes.
Hey,
that's not a thing.
If I eat pancakes, I drink milk with it. I don't know about you. I don't drink. I mean, I could drink water, but that would not.
I mean, having pancakes, it's with coffee.
Oh, true, true. With cream.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Before we go, Eagles coach fired Doug Peterson, Philadelphia Eagles. Quite a surprise for a lot of people. Joe, what is your take?
Basically, I think it was they chose between Carson Wentz and Peterson. And when you have a problem with either the players or the coaches, it's a lot easier to get rid of the coach. So Not surprising. Or maybe it was that Nate Sudfeld. Maybe he he's, you know, working things behind the scenes.
Yes. Which I've been hearing rumors that it was between Wentz and Peterson. So it's quite interesting how much leverage Wentz has.
Well, when you have like $100 million some dollar contract, that gives you a lot of leverage.
And Jalen Hurts was not enough to prove it. Tonight, Ohio State, Alabama national championship. I'm not sure if you watched much college football, but if you had to choose one, who would it be?
I'm not saying Ohio State's going to win, but I am saying they're going to make it close. And it's not going to be as high scoring as people think. It'll still be pretty high scoring, but not like crazy. So I think Alabama will win, but let's say by maybe less than a touchdown.
Bama wins by less than a touchdown. Everyone's saying high scoring. I think it's high scoring, but it should be exciting tonight. Looking forward towards that matchup. And Joe, what is the best way to reach you to find out more about pancake recipes?
I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, not Joey Bag of Pancakes, although that might be my burner account on Twitter, V instead of an F.
There you have it. And you can follow us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1. We'll be live tweeting the game tonight. Justin Riley is the master, not the master Yoda, but he is the master tweeter. And does that Yoda have a Twitter account or did
I have hired Baby Yoda to use the Force to go back in time to replay that Brown Steeler game. Oh, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Steelers got down. Bitcoin's going down. So things are interesting in this world. Hopefully we'll have a good game tonight and exciting things will happen. Joe Toscano, always a pleasure. I'll see you next week because we'll be wrapping up and seeing what happened to Tom Brady and the Chiefs and everything else. So
I would love that. I always love coming on. I needed a vent, so thank you for that.
Yes, this is a therapy session. It's not really a show.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Anyways, adios. Roll Tide. Let's rock and roll.
Roll Tide.